We haven't seen a mouse in 20 years, but the building work has disturbed them, and now they're infesting our flats and our properties. So this is something we come across a lot, especially in social housing, where we have a block that has got some form of renovation, some form of building work going on, multiple properties within there, multiple tenants, and they now have a real problem with mice, especially mice, and it's post-building works. And quite often people will have the misconception that this is a disturbance where mice now, they've always had the mice, but the building work has somehow disrupted them, and then now they're moving. And they're kind of part right, but also, again, this is a misconception. Let's look at what mice need. They need three things: food, water, and somewhere to live. So shelter, harborage, nesting. But quite often, mice will get their water from their food. So let's remove that for the time being and look at food and shelter. And what can happen on building sites, on renovations, on improvements, where there's work's been placed and external contractors are coming in to do some form of work, especially over prolonged periods of time, like something structural, is the main contractor, especially if they haven't got a method of waste management or welfare facilities, the contractors will come in and they will essentially provide the food for the mice. And they do that unintentionally, and quite often it is with their breakfast and their lunch. They bring food in, they eat where they work, they put their waste in bins, and that's not sealed for one, or they leave it for several days to the waste to build up. They drop crumbs. They don't clean spillages up straight away, if at all. And then the mice will start using this, and they may well have been some there, or they may move in because of the, like I said, the disturbance structurally. They may well come in from an adjacent property or a joint property, and they will start using that location then as a reliable food source, feeding every day, and become very happy in that environment. So let's say we're fast forwarding 6 months, the building work is complete, but the waste management and how the welfare facilities have been managed is the same. So still the food, still crumbs, still spillages, and several territories of mice. So mice are territorial, between kind of 8 and 12 mice in one territory. But if there's enough food, and let's say in this situation we've got basement works and roofing works, then we will have several territories within, you know, a couple of square meters of area. Again, if there's enough food. Contract ends, building works done. Contractors leave, tidy all their waste or their tools. Everything gets removed, with the exception of the territories of mice. They remain. So the mice will stay. Their food source will dry up really quickly. Because they're territorial, they'll then start pushing out. They'll start moving a lot. They'll be very, very active, trying to find more reliable food source. They may cause damage to property. But certainly, and especially if building work has happened and there's been gaps that have been created or holes that have been drilled. And quite often pipe work is linked from apartment to apartment, flat to flat. The mice then have a kind of a highway, a super highway, let's call it, between these properties. So the mice will push out in search of food. And that can, those territories, those areas can quite often be our kitchens, our living rooms, our bedrooms. And we start seeing, or the residents, tenants start seeing lots of mice activity. Again, that can cause anger, embarrassment, frustration, that we may not have had these mice for 20 years, but now we've got, why have we got them all of a sudden? They might link that anger and frustration onto a housing officer or property maintenance or property management officer. And it can be a frustration. But it can be resolved. It's fairly straightforward to resolve this. But again, this is post works. So the food, these mice, there might be many of them, and they need food, right? I'll get on to reactive, but I want to talk about proactive for the time being. So before work start, either ask the contractor if they have a reliable and effective waste management and maybe even a pest management program, but waste management especially. And they want to be looking at a few things. Okay, so you want to be stopping and the spread of rodents and other health risk pests, but also preventing the introduction to those rodents, especially mice and other health risk pests. You do that with some simple steps. So only eat in designated welfare areas. That might be vans, that might be a welfare hut, that might be external. But yeah, eating in designated areas and not where you work, especially if there's a residential area. Remove all food waste each evening, including packaging. So when you vacate the site, the waste each evening goes with you. So there's nothing left in the evening. Any food left on site, like tea or coffee, to be kept in a sealed container. If food is spilt or dropped, even crumbs, clean it up immediately. All plates, cutlery have to be cleaned after use, even in the welfare areas. It's just good practice. All pest sightings are to be reported to their supervisor. So in the show notes, there's a link to a digital poster that I created, and you can download that for free. And I would actively encourage those posters to be put up on site. Adds a little bit more accountability to the contractor as well. So it's and it can save a lot of time, money, and distress later on. Now, if the problems are there right now and you need a reactive system, then the best way of doing it is having a very good pest management organization on your books. Get in touch with them, get them to implement a thorough pest treatment program, so in this case, a mouse treatment program, to eradicate the problem. This should start in the main areas of concern. So if people's properties, the roof, the basement, anywhere where there is an abundance of mouse activity, and that can be separate programs for each area as well, just for ease of access and to control the situation. And again, we might have multiple territories of mice. It might not be as simple as just one territory and one area fixes everything. So get that treated. Ultimately, we want to be being really proactive and stopping this spread and stopping the distress, like we've already said. But if it does happen, you've got to be quick, thorough. And that is the best way of dealing with something reactively. But again, there are in the show notes, you've got a digital copy that you can download for free, print off and put in these areas and pass to your contractors. I hope that helps. If you need anything else, please do get in touch.